Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Belinda blinked, and here we have a Rocky Flintstone short story. The Young Duchess, Gertrude Elise Bromley, Part 2. Elise lay back in the straw and opened her legs wide, inviting Francois into her private of places. "Stop!" he screamed. "This is not right. I cannot perform whilst you are in this terrible condition." Elise paled. What was the man babbling about? "I need to shave you of all this resplendent pubic hair, Elise. It's just not acceptable to our culture." Elise started to laugh. For one moment, she thought she'd grown two vaginas and quickly replied, "So can you do it, please, now? I do need to be fucked as soon as possible." Francois nodded his head urgently and stumbled back to Cherie's bathroom to find a razor. 5 minutes later, he returned and stripped off, his cock stiffening more with every precious second he delayed. With her legs wide akimbo, Elise thought of England and idly watched as Francois skillfully shaved her vagina clean. She put her hand down to her clitoris and started to rub her mound, now free of all bush cover. Elise began to gasp in delight. It was so much better without her pubic growth, she thought. Francois quickly put away the razor, got to his knees and put his head between Elise's legs. With a gentle sucking motion, he nudged her finger away and started to tongue her clit. Slowly and softly at first, almost begrudgingly, but quite intently. As he tasted her young lady juices, his softness slowly disappeared. His tongue became harder, more demanding, and Elise's orgasm started to grow exponentially. Her delicious and initially refined moaning quite befitted the aristocratic lady she was, and would soon become. After a few minutes of skillful work by Francois, her moans had become groans of a much deeper tenor. Elise felt she was going to explode. And explode she did. Her orgasm hit her like a tidal wave, and Francois narrowly escaped drowning in a surge of meteoric female juices. His hair streaming with vaginal fluids, he stepped back and rammed his crowbar into Elise. She shuddered again in delight, her mind spinning halfway out of her present universe, rapidly gaining traction to a new supernova. "Fuck me," she screamed. "Don't stop. For the love of all that's horsey in these wonderful stables, don't stop." François Girard had no intention of stopping. It had been a long time since he'd enjoyed a ride such as this young filly was giving him, and he was gladly going to do her bidding. In and out, François pounded Elise with no respite. Her screams were now fit to raise the dead at the local graveyard, and he wondered why no one, especially Cherie, hadn't popped their head into the stable to investigate what was happening. Upstairs in the loft, however, Cherie Albert had observed everything and was herself masturbating to the scene being played out below her. She had, of course, been a bit taken aback by François giving her best dressage outfit to the young aristo as a gift. She would have the truth out of him later that evening when she bedded him in her farmhouse bedroom. But for now, the experience was so sexually extremely stimulating she didn't dare interrupt. Instead, she kept her eyes glued to the crack in the floorboard and quietly removed her own clothing to assist her personal sexual delight. Elise was now close to sexual nirvana, and her juices nearly exhausted. François was so wet from both his own efforts and that of the young Duchess, he had started to feel as if he was ploughing a soggy winter meadow. But he felt he had to continue, if only to extend Elise's good opinion of himself. Cleverly, he switched tack and started to stimulate the one part of her body he had so wanted to taste. Sticking out his tongue to its longest extent, he started to gently lick her magnificent left nipple and then her right nipple. One, then the other. But Elise had started to decline, and François knew he could well be on a loser with his current strategy. Luckily for him, Cherie had spotted his predicament from the floor crack and had decided to assist him in his thankless task. It wasn't that the young Duchess wasn't responding to his nipple tonguing. She just needed both being purged at the same time.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cherie quietly crept down the old wooden loft steps, astutely avoiding the creaking planks she knew lay in wait for her. On tiptoes, she crept up behind François, the cracking straw being hid by Elise's diminished but still alarmingly noisy moans. "Move over, you old charlatan. Let me assist you with the nipples," she whispered sexily in his ear. François looked up in horror. He hadn't heard a thing, and then, as reality dawned on him, he smiled deeply and let Cherie get some of the action. With two mouths on two nipples, it didn't take long for the young Duchess to pick up steam. Snorting and gasping with desire, she put her hands around her sexual tormentors, catching each one's breast in each hand. Elise fondled Cherie's breast more desperately and squeezed it much more round its shape for all she was worth. Never had she expected fucking to be as rewarding as to what she'd just been induced. She laughed. What a way to lose one's virginity. François was physically destroyed. He needed a cigarette and left Cherie to take over as he went outside to light up. Never had he given any woman such a fucking. Elise was a marvel. She would definitely make the British Olympic team at this rate, he thought.
"Oh, Cherie," Elise whimpered, "be gentle with me. I need a woman's tender touch. Delight me."
"Shh, Elise, you also need to experience a woman's love. It is the most sincere of all."
Cherie Albert bent down to her most favourite of tasks and began to eat the young Duchess's clitoris. Once again, Elise's gentle groans turned into louder moans as her orgasm started to develop. Climax was reached quickly, and time after time Cherie kept going, turning Elise into a wreck of sexuality and passion for this new world she'd discovered in the Swiss Alps. Could she ever return home and lose all this, she wondered, when at last Miss Albert had finished with her? Francois rejoined the party and immediately stood Elise upright. "And now, young lady, you must fulfil your last desire of today, to ride Caramel Pear, and show us you are a true potential champion." Elise nodded, and Cherie started to pull the beige jodhpurs over her legs and up past her now very red ass from all the slapping which had taken place over the last few hours. The long black boots were next, and Francois skilfully performed this duty. Next, Cherie attempted to put on the white blouse, but the bust was too small, much to Cherie's chagrin, so only the bottom button could be closed, leaving the young Duchess's naked tits to magnificently sway in the fading daylight. "No matter," Francois said. "It will add a touch of mystique to your sexuality when riding a Caramel Pear. You will become notorious. But this red coat will cover much of your assets. Put it on with the cravat and your riding hat. Voila! Sensational!" "Excuse me," Elise meekly asked, "but does a lady not wear knickers when riding in this region?" "Absolutely not," replied a defiant Cherie. "You and the horse must be able to, how you say, connect, and this is the best and only way. Indeed, the jodhpurs are not really acceptable, but you are English." Elise replied, "And I shall ride this animal as it is intended. Remove my boots and jodhpurs, Francois." Francois did as requested, but quickly replaced the long black boots, as long experience told him they were needed to retain complete control of the animal. Elise climbed onto Caramel Pear, nestling her still wet labia and clit onto the horse's back, and stroked her mane gently. Caramel Pear whinnied softly as if saying, "Bonjour, mistress." Cherie watched Elise as she put Caramel Pear through her paces, and after a while turned to watching Francois. "She is a natural horsewoman also. Will you bring her down to the farm tonight for a late dinner and a threesome?" Francois smiled, slapped Cherie's ass, and said, "Oui, je t'adore." Looking from across the paddock, Gertrude Elise Bromley blinked. So, if you like the style of my podcast...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Then I'd like to get you the special gift for the Belinda Blinked fan in your life. I will record your message in the same style as my podcast, Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. So, hi, Jamie Morton. Rocky Flintstone here, just wishing you a very, very happy birthday. Enjoy your day and see you soon. Cheers! You can get this a great, unique present from my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion, all one word. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Ciao!